The Annapolis Symphony is performing Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony and works by Frank Martin and Fanos Dimiotis on Friday and Saturday, March 23rd and 24th at the Maryland Hall for the Creative Arts in Annapolis. Joining me in the studio is Jose Luis Novo, their music director. Always nice to see you.
Likewise.
Let's talk about Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony. It's his last symphony, even though it's his third. It's his last one to be
completed. Yeah, it's one of those famous symphonies that is misnumbered.
Mm-hmm. It's a long work, and it's kind of a deep work, I think.
One of the things that we sometimes forget is that Mendelssohn, who was kind of a child prodigy and started showing his master of composing so early as 16, 17 years old, it took him over a decade to finish the symphony from the first sketches that he came up with. And I think it's a little bit what you are saying, that he did spend a lot of personal capital into making a piece that was very deeply connected to his feelings. And I think he had very specific ideas in his mind of having a symphony kind of with an arch form where the music would not get disrupted, shifting from movement to movement. And I think that those ideas of unity are very important to the piece.
You're paying tribute to one of your musicians in the orchestra who died, sadly, with Fanos Dimiotis' Suite for Strings. Tell me a bit about that.
Fanos was a wonderful violinist and person. He was a member of the Annapolis Symphony for many, many years. And he was also was a very good composer. As you mentioned, he died in a tragic accident when he was coming back from one of his musical engagements, and a car invaded his lane from the front and crashed into him. We would like to play some of his music to honor his memory. And this is a piece that he composed a few years ago. It's a suite for strings, and it's a four-movement suite, very fresh, with some neoclassical tones, but with a unique voice, which I think is clear that Fanos already had. It relates a little bit to Mendelssohn in that there is a lot of youthful passion in the music and also the talent that musicians have when they are young. And also it relates a little bit to Frank Martin in the second piece in the program, because it has a unique idiom and it has some neoclassical touches that make the piece quite appealing.
Tell me a bit about Frank Martin. He's a Swiss composer, and this is a concerto for seven winds, timpani, percussion, and strings.
It's a very original piece that basically we are doing because we want to honor the talent of our own orchestra. You couldn't do this piece if you didn't have the level of playing that is required for the soloists, and the soloists are all going to be members of our own orchestra. I'm very proud to be able to program this, not only because we can do it with our own people, but also because it's a piece that I think needs to be more in the repertoire. Very unique, picking up on the tradition of Bach Brandenburg concertos, but very original also in the ways of the music around the Second World War, where composers were trying to find a voice that was transitioning to the second half of the century. And I think that Martin is a very smart composer with a very defined voice, and I think it deserves to be performed. I'm very glad that we are doing this in our next program.
This is going to be March 23rd and 24th, Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony, Frank Martin's Concerto for Seven Winds, Timpani, Percussion and Strings, and Fanos Dimiotis' Suite for Strings. And this will be the Annapolis Symphony performing. My guest is Jose Luis Novo. And if you'd like more information, you can call them at 410-263-0907, or you can find them on the web at annapolissymphony.org. As always, Jose Luis Novo, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.